welcome to another episode of Coffee and Conversation. I'm Rebecca Whitlock, and today I have joining me Craig Bumfrey and his lovely wife, Helen Graham Bumfrey. Now, they are the husband and wife team who own and run CB Yacht Guardianage here on the Côte d'Azur. They're based in Antibes, so a nice local company for me to interview. And as we know, Antibes is one of the major yachting hubs here in the Med. So welcome, guys. And I'm prepared. I have my coffee here. I actually brought this little cup from Portugal recently. So that's my coffee and conversation.
And I'm trying to hear my coffee
too. Lovely. So thanks for joining me today. And we'll get into it. Now, I just was wondering if you could possibly share with me your background and why you decided to launch CB Yacht Guardianage.
I think the both of us, and especially Craig, there's definitely a market in Antibes or the south of France for buying yachts below 30 meters and below. We both come from a yachting background. I'm an ex-used to, I'll dip my toes in every now and again. I think maybe more freelance, but I do my own stuff. And Craig has a yachting background, working on a 72-meter in Vancouver, and he's been a safety officer for Sea Shepherd Global, and he's worked on Nova as a deckhand.
Yeah, and a second mate, and an other deck mate for the past 3 or 4 years.
Yep, so you've got that yachting background behind you, and you saw a bit of a gap in the industry to offer the services to boats that were existing here. Obviously, you both have a network, so that's nice for word of mouth for your business. And can you share with me what region you service?
We're both currently covering from Menton to Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
And everywhere in between, so a nice fast region.
Okay, so it's really localized and you're available to deal with boats either based here permanently or they're visiting. Okay, that's good to know. Now, the reason I wanted to invite you on the show was recently here on the French Riviera, we've had some big storms. And one of the things that I thought it was important we should talk about is yacht maintenance and preventative maintenance, and also the role that Yacht Guardianage actually plays, especially for yacht owners that perhaps don't live here full time, but they might have a boat that's berthed here. You have things like broken lines after the storms, and you need to check your fenders and not having somebody on board all the time for anchor watch, that type of thing. So can you explain to me the type of services that you offer? Do you offer boat maintenance subscriptions, or how does it work?
So we have a storm coverage where we do check on the vessels that we have. Our current clients, they have access to this. And you're quite right. In the recent storms that we had, and especially the mini tornado that blew through Antibes most recently, there was some obviously significant damage in the area. And some of our clients had issues with their lines starting to fray and to pull. Craig, before the storm hit, he was actually constantly looking at the weather and kind of interpreting where it's going to go. And
full-time job.
He would go and maintain the boat or do a maintenance check, I think is more what I'm trying to say, and make sure the yacht, the boat, then secure and everything is sealed and shut and locked and the lines are keeping the yacht where it's supposed to be. And then obviously, especially after that tornado came through and the weather the past weekend where we had another storm, you went around and you checked all the clients that we have and then updated the owners and anything that needed replacing or double checking or anything that was damaged was reported back to the owners.
So that, obviously, that preventative ongoing maintenance where you're monitoring the boat is important, but then afterwards as well to check there's no damage. So would you say that's one of the key elements of your business, the process that you have, or is it people or it's industry partnership? What do you think is one of the elements of the success of what you're doing?
It's definitely, for me anyway, not really sure on what's more on your mind, but definitely the network for us and the connections that we do have with people that we have in the industry and people in the local area.
Obviously, having the connections locally is important. I know being a small business here as well, that word of mouth is a great generator for having clients and people finding out about what you're doing. And so also, because you're here locals, having trained staff that know the different marinas is super important. And also, I find just knowing what products to use on board and the right equipment. If you're dealing with delicate surfaces, you can't just get anybody who perhaps is used to cleaning a commercial office to just jump on board a yacht and off you go. It's the same process.
And I definitely think in that, but you both, you see me being interior and Craig being exterior, we do have that knowledge. And for me, I've worked with many a delicate material, mineral. Obviously, maintaining the vessels of the client that we do have is top priority, and knowing the products that can use. We actually have a client that has a new type of tea. It's not
the aesthetic tea.
Aesthetic tea. Sorry, it's not what you would find generally on yachts. And I think that was maybe one of the first ones that you not had to come across, but you had to really know how to make sure that it was well taken care of and maintained. So that's a new one for you. And he did the research and discussed the products with our client. I was going to say something else before.
Especially when you come from that interior background as well, you have knowledge of textiles and the cleaning products that you can use on silver and everything. And then when you are out on the deck, you've got, as you said, the deck, you've got the rails. So it's a different environment. So when you've got the salt and everything, the sun and the bag. There you go. For people that aren't living on the Côte d'Azur that are listening and tuning in today, the birds. Now, they're starlings and other birds that are living in the area that like to offload on boat decks there. So very important. Stay on top of the cleaning. Okay, great. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges for yacht owners that perhaps don't live here full time? And how do you think you offer a solution? Obviously, you have the Stormwatch service that you offer, which is, we have the seasonal storms here, so that's something that could be year round, but we do have those, definitely have those periods during the year where we have that intensive rain and wind, and we have the red rain from the Sahara comes. Any deckie that works here and in the Med understands about the red rain. So are there any other challenges that you think might present for your owners that don't live here permanently that you could give a bit of guidance for?
Obviously, not understanding the weather, owners that don't live here. The yachts that don't have the crew on also, they're never going to have kind of the maintenance of the yacht, and they go away for the season and they come back, their boats in the berth, or they might have certain things arranged, which again is like the logistics of it. It can be quite difficult, and that's also something we do offer, the logistics of things, especially for the clients that don't live here permanently, or they only come to have fun on their yacht and have a nice leisurely time during the summer. Also, like, not understanding the way the French or the Italians work, depending on where they have their maintenance, their dry docks, etc. So that is something that we can do with liaising between everything. I do think that they do find that difficult. We do have a couple of clients that do find that hard, but Craig's actually phenomenal. I have to say phenomenal, because he really is. He does his research and he really goes in and he finds and converses with the people in the industry. They need something specific. He will find and he will have conversations with them via email, and he will find the best solution for our client. And I'm always astounded by this, because he can always find these things that even I can't find. I don't have the patience that Craig does.
True.
But he really does take the time to listen to the client and offer you that unique bespoke service, especially because it can be quite difficult sometimes and things take a lot longer. You have your waiting periods, etc. And I do think that he also has those connections with the people in the industry and random things that you're random people that you never would think that you may need. He has those connections, and it is something that's astounding for me, but it is a great service that we do offer. And we do have the different packages that we do offer. Everything includes the store launch, as we discussed earlier. And we can also make the packages for the client tailored, not just the specific, the bronze, silver, gold that we do have. We can tailor to each individual client.
So they can approach you if there's something that's not specifically in those tiered subscription packages, offer to have a conversation about what they might need. It's interesting that you mentioned logistics, because for me, that's a big bonus as well, because having people that are locally based and are familiar with things on the ground helps. As an example, this week, there's MIPIM in Cairns. And so if the traffic going to and from Cairns is heavier than normal. And if you don't live here, you're not necessarily aware of how long it takes you to get between marinas. So if you're going from, say, Nice to Antibes, Cairns, and then Mandaloo, that's something that you would know if you live here, but if based somewhere else, you wouldn't necessarily understand that.
Yeah,
I think he's just experienced some of that heavy traffic.
We've all been there. Okay, that's great. And it's quite a big trust factor, isn't it, that is behind employing a company that perhaps you don't always see them all the time, or you may not meet them even face to face. You just have to realize that there's someone there that's giving you that peace of mind. Okay, and you guys have got some exciting things planned. What's on the agenda for the next 6 to 12 months? Anything interesting happening?
Yes, so Blue Duck is a new initiative within the yachting industry, founded by Tony, Ed, and Jeff. And it's all about mental health awareness in the yachting industry. And they are fundraising for mental health and really taking the time to understand mental health within the industry. So we are involved in that loosely. We're really such a supporter of this initiative. Mental health has always held a deep place in both our hearts. I actually myself come from a mental health background, working with mental health patients specifically, but having that well-being in the yachting industry, when the yachting industry as a whole can be difficult. There's loads of different dynamics, your reason home, different personalities, etc. And I just, both of us actually, not just me, really love this initiative. New Tech actually have a Black Tie Gala coming up, I believe it is the 3rd of May, where they're fundraising for the charities.
Oh, right, Ice One.
Ice One. So that's something that we're supporting and hoping to get more involved in. Craig will be sponsoring, or we both will be sponsoring something for the event, the gala, at that time.
I think it's important, these events that are happening and the mental health initiatives that are, especially for younger crew that are just entering the industry, we have to give them a platform and the resources to find the support if they need it. So that's really good. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today. And if anybody tuning in today wants to learn more about CB Yacht Guardianage and the services that they offer, I will put the social media links in the description here so you can follow them and stay updated. Also, if anyone would like to sponsor a show on Yachting International Radio, you can just head to yachtinginternationalradio.com. We're broadcasting to over 200 countries, so you can subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow on social media.